Oh, this second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. This is Jen Cass and her song about Phil Oakes. Her song about Phil Oakes, written in the memory of Phil Oakes. Yes, indeed. Who is one of my heroes and a lot of people's heroes. Wrote great stuff. Changes, Pleasures of the Harbor, the Draft Dodger Rag, Outside of a Small Circle of Friends. Who will be writing all the songs? I guess I'll have to say it when I'm here. Phil Oakes, the great Phil Oakes. Here we go, Jen Cass.
I made an accidental pilgrimage. City streets you left behind. Found myself standing in your memory almost 40 years before this time. When you walked proudly through the city that you loved, those buildings high above, they used to guide you on your way. Stranger in a legendary town, but I walk hallowed ground, and I still feel you here today. I took the subway down to Bleecker Street, stood outside the bitter end. You got your start inside these red brick walls, but you won't be coming back again. Too many martyrs and far too many dead. Isn't that what you said? Somehow you let it be again. You became another tragedy, a casualty of war. What were we fighting for? You ain't marching anymore. In your rehearsals for retirement, you said you died in 68. Kent and Chicago stole your soul away. To take your life, they'd have to wait. The years of silence when the madness raged, and you couldn't fill a page. You thought you had nothing left to say. No one took an interest in a rebel's dying words. Today, in every alleyway, spilling out of passing cars. The new disciples of the broadside years, the chords of fame in every bar. Time will always bring the tallest to their knees, but you live on. Troubadour who dares to wage a mighty protest with the beauty that remains in ugly times of change. Tells the truth from every stage. sights of a farmer's daughter, so beautiful, I'm told. Her father died and left her £500 in gold. She lived with her uncle, the cause of all her woe. But soon you'll hear this maiden fair did cause his overthrow. Her uncle had a plowboy, young Mary loved full well. And in her uncle's garden, the tales of love they tell. There was a wealthy squire who oft came her to see. But still she loved her plowboy on the banks of sweet Dundee. Her uncle and the squire rode out one summer's day. Young William is in favor, her uncle he did say. Indeed, 'tis my intention to tie him to a tree, or else to bribe the press gang on the banks of sweet Dundee. The press gang found young William when he was all alone. He boldly fought for liberty, but they were 6-1. The blood did flow in torrents. Pray kill me now, said he. I'd sooner live with Mary on the banks of sweet Dundee. Lamenting for her love, she met the village squire down in her uncle's grove. He threw his arms around her. Stand off, base man, said she. You sent the only lad I love from the banks of sweet Dundee. He threw his arms around her and he tried to throw her down. Two pistols and a sword she spied beneath his morning gown. Young Mary drew the pistols and the sword he used so free. The trigger fired and shot the squire on the banks of sweet Dundee. Her uncle came running with a sound. It's since you killed the squire, my dear, I'll give you your death wound. Stand off, young Mary said, undaunted I will be. The trigger drew and her uncle slew on the banks of sweet Dundee.
Missouri, 1933. Took his best girl by the hand, asked, will you marry me? She wasn't the kind who would make a man guess. She threw her arms around him, he knew it was yes. But Oregon, Missouri wasn't a prosperous town. Money was tight and there wasn't a job to be found. But industry boomed up in Michigan, and her brother swore there'd be some work there for him. So one small they couldn't have known what the future would bring, but they knew that love was the simplest thing, and it meant everything.
in the wintertime storm. Hold up the floorboards for firewood to keep themselves warm. Great Lakes Steel offered a job to the man who worked hard every day and was good with his hands. So one small town boy and his best small town girl bought the tiniest house in the biggest of worlds. The hardest of times were behind them, it seemed, 'cause they knew that love was the simplest thing. And it meant everything. Before she delivered the son, wanted more children, but he would be their only one. And he'd grow up patient and honest and kind, and he'd have his own daughters long after the time. One small town boy, his best small town girl by his side, and the night said goodbye to this world. He had no regrets, he lived every dream, and he knew that love was the simplest thing, and it meant
self-say. So I'm left here with every word I should have said. You would have heard a thousand words for love, but I got none. So I know, baby, you're the one, and you got me tripping on my tongue, head over heels, and you leave me breathless. Do you know how good it feels? I would not trade this for anything at all. I could choose to run, but I'd rather take a fall. You're Michelangelo, a Van Gogh on a starry, starry night. Your sheer perfection, close inspection tells me you're my Mr. Right. Stole my own invented miracle, and you don't even know that I exist. That you make me feel like this, but you got me tripping on my tongue, head over heels, and you leave me breathless. Do you know how good it feels? I would not trade this for anything at all. I could choose to rise above it, but I'd rather take a fall.
someone else's son. Or drop a note into your coat and hope you call me before long. Cause all the silence isn't right when I could be with you tonight, and I know I can make you feel the same. I could just tell you my name, but you got me tripping on my tongue, head over heels. You leave me breathless. Do you know how good it feels? I wouldn't have traded this for anything at all. I could choose to rise above it, but I don't want to rise above it. No, I admit I really love you, and I'd rather take the fall.
Will not give you up.
I'd rather take.
I can see the way you are by far the worst of the lot. You are to spend a day inside somebody else's mind. The ones who pay, the ones who die. When you say words like honor, words can often frame the game. Shame on me for thinking I could be somebody who is free. Really, actually, while someone else is picking up pieces of your broken cup, you see. Lovers can be free
when it's somebody other, somebody's father, somebody other, anyone other than you. Somebody other.
I can't feel the way you do. I'm through. Watching you grow fat. Exactly how your father did before last war. We felt the pain. We swore to smoke you out, but still you gained. You gained. You gained. It's insane. Making sure that things are as before. What have you got in store? How can you stay above us? thinking of.
Nobody other, nobody's brother, nobody's mother, nobody other than you. Nobody other, nobody's brother, nobody's mother, nobody other than you.
That's David Crosby from his newest album called Lighthouse. Boy, his voice has really improved. You know, when you think of all the trials and tribulations David Crosby had and all that stuff with cocaine and just everything that he's been through. And his voice is pretty together. His whole thing, this album's pretty together. It's fairly sparse, and it is David Crosby, so it's got a lot of kind of wandering, rambling-y type things, but he's so good. And his guitar work has always been incredible, David Crosby. His latest solo album, pretty sparse, pretty thin, and it's amazing. It's called Lighthouse, David Crosby. Good stuff. Good stuff. Jen Cass in there as well with some great songs, Small Town Boy, and In the Memory, and what was the last one we played there? Taking the Fall. Take the Fall. Take the Fall. And she's a great songwriter. This is from a 2006 album. She's from Michigan. And I don't know what she's doing now, but this is a pretty good album. Jen Cass. Tim O'Brien, Cornbread Nation before the break.
And I'm busted. Well, cotton is down to a quarter a pound, and I'm busted. I got a cow that went dry. I got a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills is getting bigger each day. The county's gonna haul my belongings away, 'cause I'm busted. To my brother to ask for a loan, 'cause I'm busted. Oh, I hate to beg like a dog for a bone, but I'm busted. Well, my brother says there's not a thing I can do. My wife and my kids, they're all down with the flu. And I was just thinking of that on you, 'cause I'm busted. You know the food that we put up last summer is all gone, and I'm busted. Well, the fields are all bare and the cotton won't grow, and me and my family, we gotta pack up and go. But I make a living just where I don't know. I'm busted. That won't lay. A
big stack of bills is getting bigger each day. The county's gonna haul my belongings away, 'cause I'm busted.
Kelney, when he's not doing the Punch Brothers stuff, he's doing his own solo albums, and he's pretty good. Old Gnome is great stuff. He's got a couple of solo albums out, and they're, like I say, they're really good albums. Gnome Pekelny. And we also heard Tim O'Brien, his version of I'm Busted, which, of course, Johnny Cash and Ray Charles made big, big hits out of. He's got a lot more. He put everything in there. I think Johnny Cash and Ray Charles kind of edited a little bit. But Tim O'Brien put the whole works in there, and he's busted. County's going to haul all his belongings away. I'd forgotten that verse. This is from a set, actually. This is from the second volume of a two-volume set. This is called Cornbread Nation, and that's the second volume. The first set is called Fiddler's Green. And it's kind of a history of American music from Celtic all the way on up into gospel and into Jimmy Rogers. It kind of takes you up into I'm Busted was written in the 1960s. And it kind of takes you into a look at the working man throughout America and Americana, Cornbread Nation. We're going to play a title cut from that pretty quick. But we have to take a little bit of a break. We do have to take a break because that's what we do. Here at the bottom of the hour, we're talking about maybe not taking these breaks at the bottom of the hour anymore. Just doing everything up top. That'd be kind of nice, wouldn't it? Just straight up music and not have to worry about these breaks. Spokane Public Radio, they don't even do anything during the breaks. So it's like, why have them? Anyway, we're talking about it. We're talking about lots of things. We're talking about Jam with Dan. I'll talk to you about Jam with Dan. Jam with Dan's picking up. Okay? All righty, Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, on a quad, on espresso, quad shots. Yes, indeed, we're coming back. Hang on.
Northwest Public Radio receives program support from listeners like you and from Gritman Medical Center, with a mission to serve patients and their families as a people-focused, community-driven healthcare provider, offering family care across the Palouse at rural clinics in Kendrick, Potlatch, and Troy. Gritman, serving the Inland Northwest since 1897.
A little bit breezy today, but also a chance to see some sunshine this afternoon. Pullman is expecting a high of 59, Lewiston 64. Clouds will roll in tonight with low temperatures in the mid-40s. You can expect the rain to return tomorrow and stick around through most of the week. There's also a chance for some light snow on Thursday.
Johnny Cake's blue bread, dish it up, pour it on, give it all you got. Put the fat back in the cast iron pot. Richmond to Fort Worth, Davenport to Natchez, pretty back of Fields to your snowy cotton patches. No matter where you're heading, when the train leaves the station, still take a supper at the Cornbread Nation. Soak a bowl of beans, chop a yellow onion, wash your grit off the grains. Set the little soda, it's the powder in the meal. Pour in the buttermilk to get the right feel. Hot water, cold water, doesn't really matter. Don't work too hard when you're mixing up the batter. A hot corn, cold corn, friends of relations, sitting at the table at the Cornbread Nation. Now up in Kentucky, where I was born, up in Kentucky where the kernels in the corn. They shake up the jar, looking for the beans. Take a little sip, no more than you need. You can scrape it, you can chew it, you can roll it in the dough. You sip it, you can brew it, you can let the liquid flow. Hot corn, cold corn, friends and relations, sitting at the table at the Cornbread Nation. Take a supper at the Cornbread Nation.
Thank you. I'm going home on a moving train. I'm going home on a moving train. All of my sins will be carried away. Put your hand on that plow. Hold on. Hold on. Sister Mary, she wears a golden chain. Sister Mary, she wears a golden chain. And on each link is the Jesus' name. Put your hand on that plow. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Put your hand on that plow. Hold on. Slip a little shoes on you. Keep your hand on that plow. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Put your hand on that plow. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Put your hand on that plow. Hold on. Thank you.
Bobby said to the high sheriff, do you think I'm gonna run? Well, if I had me another load, me and you had some fun. Wasn't it bad? Yes, wasn't it bad? Oh, my baby, taking me back. Be long. You're gonna call me and I'll be McKinney come passing by. Going down Johnson Street, he making trouble in all their lives. Wasn't he bad? Yes, wasn't he bad?
Thank you.
Gina Forsythe. Gina Forsythe, as this is her third album, I believe, and her first two albums are albums of, she's a singer-songwriter, and she writes really good stuff. She writes from the South, and she writes a lot about the South, and she's pretty amazing in terms of what she writes and how she writes, but she also plays fiddle. And so this is an album basically of a lot of instrumentals. There's some other things on here too, but basically instrumentals, and she's got a band around her, and they do a lot of bluegrass and just kind of dance tunes and some things like that and some other old things. Gina Forsythe. I like Gina Forsythe a lot. I've liked all of her albums. She has a great demo cut on one of those impression albums, songwriter expression albums from Waterbug Records. I'm going back to Texas in the big Texas sky. Oh, good stuff. Gina Forsythe. And this is just a fiddle album, and it's pretty good. Gina Forsythe. We're going to hear more from that in the third hour. We'll hear one more cut. Now, Joe Mavis, who plays everything, and this is his version of Billy in the Low Ground, and I like this version a lot. Here we go. The second banjo album that Joe Mavis has done, and the first one was really good. This one's just as good. He tells a lot of stories on this album, and he does things like Fire on the Mountain and things like that. Good stuff. He always tells stories. Joe Mavis does. Well, we have the Rankin family in the background at the end of the first and second hour. That means that the end of the first and second hour, that's the end of those hours. And so we're going to take a break in just a couple of seconds and do what we do during the breaks. And then we'll come back with the third hour and the calendar and all kinds of stuff. So you just hang on, because that's what we're going to do. All righty. And in that third hour, we have Steve Gutta. We have a little more of Gina Forsythe. We have Pinton Dale. We have all kinds of stuff. Linda Waterfall. Linda Waterfall is going to be in the Tri-Cities on December the 3rd. And she will be at the Unitarian Universalist Church there on December the 3rd. She'll be there basically 2 weeks after Heidi Muller's going to be there. They've worked together before. Linda Waterfall produced a couple of Heidi's albums. Yes, she did. So they hang out sometimes. Linda Waterfall, who is, to me, she's sort of like the ultimate guru of what you ought to be when you're a musician. And she's really something, Linda Waterfall. Alrighty, Woon Jung Shin doing the playlists. Email me at dsanddaniel, M-A-H-E-R, WSU.edu. That's dsanddaniel, M-A-H-E-R, WSU.edu. Or call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. And I'll get back to you sooner than later. Alrighty, we're coming back for the third hour of the show. You just hang on because we are coming back. Yes, we are. Hang on, hang on, hang on.
Cheers.